Can you talk a little bit about the exact trial and what your thoughts are about capecitabine in the adjuvant setting?
Well, I think that, as is true in advanced disease, capecitabine is an active agent, and it is an alternative for patients. Now, you know, FOLFOX has not been compared to capecitabine, but by extrapolation, I think you would have to advise patients, at least based on disease-free survival, that it appears that FOLFOX would be the most active regimen. There may be individuals for whom combination therapy is really not appropriate. So for those individuals, there are choices. There are 5-FU-leucovorin regimens, whether you use the 5-FU-leucovorin regimen widely used in Europe, or if you use 5-FU-leucovorin, for example, the weekly Roswell Park regimen, that would be an option. Another option would be infusional 5-FU. There are U.S. and European trials that show that infusional 5-FU appears to be equal in terms of efficacy to 5-FU-leucovorin.
And what kind of situations would you use 5-FU as opposed to capecitabine? Either infusional, bolus, any kind of 5-FU?
Well, I think we will have more data as time goes on about the true toxicity profiles of infusion versus capecitabine. Infusional 5-FU is clearly one of the best tolerated regimens we have. The complexity of it is really, in some people's mind, a hesitancy to bother with all the apparatus to deliver the infusional 5-FU. But capecitabine is not a benign drug. There are toxicities with capecitabine. I personally discuss the details of these approaches with patients. So if I am concerned about a person's comorbidity or overall performance status, I certainly explain the FOLFOX regimen, but also explain why I have concerns about tolerability. I then explain other alternatives for patients and discuss infusional 5-FU, the bolus 5-FU-leucovorin, and capecitabine. And patients weigh in. There are some patients who love the idea of capecitabine, but not everybody. Some are much more comfortable having the infusion approach. We have a great advantage at Northwestern, and we have superb home health care system that assists us with infusion regimen. So we're quite comfortable with infusion therapy. But I think what's best for the patient is to hear the variety of options and what the potential associated toxicities are. And I think when you do that, the vast majority of patients can make a decision. It's nice that there is that choice. And I think it gives us an opportunity to tailor therapy, which may be most optimal for a particular patient's lifestyle or physical condition. And I just think that's really the appropriate way to go now when you're faced with multiple ways to treat a patient.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to our speakers, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for Colorectal Cancer Update.